Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Another jelly bean in my dome. Yep, you can feel it kind of harden, and then you just yank. Anyone getting a sports woody?
The hottest spot.
Oh my God, it's corn! He poops corn!
Black dong. I've never seen so much dong in my
black
life.
Black, please, thank you.
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
Black dong.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
That whiny bitch.
She is an aloof bitch.
Yikes.
Rough.
It's rough.
It's getting worse.
I blame Buckley.
I had a new wiener the other day, and it was delightful.
It's just getting...
I blame Buckley. Mike Lynch used to keep it above board. Yeah. Buckley.
Oh, he totally did. Cut from a different cloth over here.
It's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, real quick.
Hi,
tomorrow night,
I'm a balloon. Bye.
The second to the last Blazer home game. There's only two left. Golden State coming to town. You would think that's like one of the more expensive tickets of the year. End of the year, Golden State, right?
What can I get in for?
I don't know, but I mean that's always a tough ticket.
I'll look it up. That's what you were going to tell me.
No. I just want you to realize that this is the Blazers injury report.
Oh no.
Out. Ayton, Grant, Henderson, Simons, Williams, Avia, questionable, Shaedon Sharpe. I honestly don't know who's left. Can you imagine you bought a ticket to that horse crap?
Danny and Dusty were talking about this briefly. They were talking as if they might not have the required nine guys to play, and they'd have to either, like, I don't know, do some 10-day type deal or pull a G League guy up or something.
Can you imagine, like, you sprung your kid, we'll pick one game. We're going to the Golden State game. We're going to the Laker game. And then you look, you're like, who? Who the hell is playing at this thing? That's just... I know there's nothing you can do about it, but man, if you're the NBA, I'm not buying a ticket to that. I'll wait until the day of and try to buy one on the secondary market because I ain't paying for that crap.
Buckley, what is this video you sent me of these?
So that's got to be AI, right? How does that happen? I just thought it would entertain you.
It's amazing.
Yeah. What's happening?
I tell you. Online content can be great.
I'm going to send it to you too, Souk. It's just a random golf video, but it was quite funny.
So it just says e-girl sports influencers prepping for Masters Week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a dumb 13-second video
where
these girls are all dressed in tight spandex with their boobs hanging out.
Yeah.
And she hits drives.
I just sent it to you, Souk. You should have it in your inbox.
She's hitting drives into their ass cheeks, and their ass is catching the ball. And then the last one, it goes into her mouth.
And that's the sort of content. And
that's the bit.
But it looks real, and it looks like she's firing real drives, and it looks like this ball goes right into this girl's throat.
Yeah. It looks...
So it has to be AI. I just don't know how it works.
It's so great.
Made me laugh.
And she's hot, by the way, so it's worth a look.
Ah, the hots can do anything. Yeah. It's weird when you get sucked
in. You see
into,
that there?
Yeah, I saw that. The one that gets me, and it gets me way too often, and I don't know why, but there's a guy, and he does Angel Reese highlights, and then he says bang after every, and, you know, I don't mean to crap on Angel Reese, but her highlights might be the worst thing, and by highlights, I mean Lola.
Are you, do you have a bit with somebody where you have to crap on Angel Reese?
No.
Every show.
No, I'm just saying. I need to show you one of these and see if you think it's as funny. It gets me every time. And it's just this guy yelling bang after time every time Angel Reese does something. And I watch him at least three times a week. It comes across my feed and I can't help but watch. And it makes me laugh every time.
So I've got another should this plane have turned around story. But first, we are going to talk about dong.
Unfortunately.
It is. I mean, you know, look, we do it from time to time here. It's a thing. But I don't know if you have noticed the new wiener phenomenon that is going on in the world in pop culture, where in shows we are seeing penis.
Yeah.
Like every episode.
I will say there's a lot of dong.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
We are in a dong renaissance where
we are.
Like it used to be when someone hung dong in Hollywood, it was like, whoa. This is now I feel
it's
like
every episode. I feel like they're doing bits. They're just throwing random dong in just for the hell of it.
Well,
because you don't need it.
No, well, to be fair, I need to. I have long said one of my favorite parts of any movie is when then there's unnecessary nudity. Because I can't tell you how many times you're watching a movie and for no plot, no nothing, it's just like, hey, here's a sweet set of up tops. And you're like, that's completely random and I'm here for it. And I feel like we've now come full circle where for seemingly no reason, we're like, here is Walton Goggins' penis.
Here is a pink oboe. We'll talk about it next on The Fam. So the new wiener phenomenon is that at least in the shows I watch, maybe it says something about me, but Righteous Gemstones, White Lotus.
Yeah.
There was dong in Mobland recently. I think there was dong in The Studio, but I can't remember. Have you watched that yet, by the way?
I haven't seen The Studio yet.
It's pretty funny. It's Seth Rogen's new one.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's Seth Rogen, chances are there's penis in that.
But we have seen so much wiener lately, and I wonder if writers are just doing bits. Like, they're just like, how many wieners can we, you know? Like, because there's really no need for it.
Well, but
but Righteous Gemstones, I saw this article today is what made me think about this. They have had 32 episodes of Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
There have been 18 random wiener shots in that show. 18! We saw Baby Billy's dong.
Dude, that
twice.
Thing, that thing gets whipped out all the time.
He was water skiing with his what do they call him? Like flesh flute?
Yeah, and not just that, but
a saggy nut sack. Now, I did see an interview with him where your balls jiggling.
Yeah, he's claiming that's not him.
He admits that was a dong double.
Yes,
that was not his dong.
Although, to be fair, would you admit that was, you know?
Yeah, it's like I just assume if you get a dong double, they automatically make it bigger, you know?
Black dong.
Well, not if you're trying to do a comedy bit. I mean, the whole point is that's old Baby Billy penis, so the balls are...
Saggy balls.
The saggy balls. I mean, that was the bit there, was the saggy balls.
Yeah, it's just...
I just think we're in a new era of dong. I think this is in direct relation to, like the sex scandal in Hollywood. I think we're trying to balance out
See, I think
For years... Women have been like, why is all this female nudity and no male nudity? And now we're getting male nudity.
Well, you know, Judy is a writer on Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
And I could totally see her being like, all right.
Yeah.
it's your turn, boys.
Yes.
And she just throws in random dong. Like, dude, there is dong all over the place in Righteous Gemstones.
By the way, I looked up a list of actors that have hung dong, and let me tell you, it's a lot.
Like recently?
Yeah, the last handful of years.
Well, we got dong in White Lotus.
Dude, it's big actors, too.
Got Russian dong.
We got Daniel Radcliffe that hung dong. We got Chris Pine that's hung it. Ben Affleck. Aaron Taylor Johnson has done it.
Are these movies? Or
Oscar Isaac. Both. They're just saying actors in Hollywood that have... there's a whole thing in there about now male celebrities that are doing full frontal.
The Menendez Brothers doc.
Yep.
Had nudity.
Yep.
Frontal.
Well, Game of Thrones had a ton of it.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of male nudity in that. James McAvoy went nude. Jason Segel, he might have been the one that started the modern dong revolution for getting Sarah Marshall.
That's right. That was jarring when it first happened. You're like, whoa, what's that dong doing there?
Yeah, and that also totally needless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know? It was like the writers, and of which I think he was one, was like, is there a little lull here? Should we just throw some dong in? Yeah. Like, that's what happens.
Now, is that a prosthetic?
No, I've seen an interview.
No, I think he's quite proud of his actual dog.
That's all him.
He's all right. He's doing fine.
And Michael Fassbender,
Nemec.
Fassbender was one that was like, check this out.
Oh, yeah. He had that really dark movie. What was it?
Shame.
Yeah, it was horrible, but you saw a lot of his dong.
Yeah, and he was proud of it, too. He was like, yeah, check this out.
Well, I got to tell you, like, if I were hung like a horse, I'd be all about it.
Yeah.
But if I'm not, you know... I expect a dong double, and I expect it to be large.
Here's this. Theo James from the original the second White Lotus, he hung dong. White Lotus has now had dong in every season.
Do you think that's part of their casting now? Like, take off your pants. Let's see your dong.
I think they just, I don't know. I feel like they're just doing bits, trying to get it in and pissing people off.
Well, I mean, all I know is that for years and years, we have all enjoyed random female nudity, and now it is turned. And... I don't know. This is a question that we would need female listeners to answer.
I know where you're going, and I'm curious, too.
So if I'm watching a show, and all of a sudden, Sydney Sweeney's like, hey, check this out. Boom, down they go.
Show them the boobs.
I'm like, hell yeah. So the question becomes, when you're watching, as a female, when you're watching White Lotus, and next thing you know, you get Schwarzenegger, or I guess it was Jason Isaac, the guy that played the dad, you see that dong. Are you excited? Are you like, hell yeah? Or are you like, ugh?
It's a good question. I'm going to pose this
question. Who's that dong for?
I'm guessing the answer is no, that it's more of jarring and funny when it's the ween and when it's the up tops. We're like, oh, sweet. But I don't think women are like, yes, we finally got a dong
exactly.
here.
Exactly. They're way classier than that. And honestly, let's be honest. You know, like, the dong is not a gorgeous thing. You know what I mean?
It's more utilitarian.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I've long said the female body is like a race car.
Exactly.
It's like a Ferrari. It's sexy.
We want to see it.
Sleek lines.
It's beautiful.
The male body is like an old Land Cruiser. There's some rust on there. It's missing a hubcap, but we're there to get the job done. It's a little rough and tumble.
I will be posing this question to my wife.
I'm going to tell... Yeah. My gal is right now in a car of females driving up to Victoria. So five females. I would like an informal poll.
There you go.
Because they're all watching the same shows. When dong occurs, are they happy to see it?
We need that by the next segment, please.
I'll place a phone call. This guy says he doesn't like it. His wife only seen one. She thinks he's Ron Jeremy. Yeah, you don't want the comparisons.
Yeah, you don't. Exactly.
You don't want Fassbender.
Keep her in the dark.
Yeah. Well, and famously, the Mark Wahlberg Boogie Nights, that was fake.
Yeah, that was prosthetic.
That was prosthetic.
Yeah.
I mean.
Does that mean he has a small wiener?
I think it means he doesn't have 13 inches.
Just didn't want to show his wiener.
Well, that character was supposed to have the biggest one in porn.
Well, I guess that's true.
I think that's hard to live up to.
So you're telling me Mark Wahlberg does not have porn peen?
He does not have a 13-inch penis. No.
It's disappointing.
I think Wahlberg said he may have kept the prosthetic.
I'm a star.
Yeah, a big, bright, shining star. So maybe that was the start of modern dong hanging was Boogie Nights.
Well, I'm trying to think of...
Because I've seen a lot of movies, and you know who else over the years, for no reason, liked to hang dong was Bruce Willis.
Really?
Yeah. in random movies, like in Pulp Fiction, Bruce Willis hangs dong.
Someone pointing out on the fan text line that Viggo Mortensen had a fight while he was hanging dong that in a Russian bathhouse.
That was the Eastern Promises. Yeah,
I remember that one. That was that was quite the fight.
Yeah, you're not prepared for it. You're like, whoa.
According to AI, the first movie to feature full male frontal nudity was Ken Russell's 1969 film Women in Love.
Well, but that's, you know, no one's giving...
Why are we dismissing that?
Well...
It was the first.
1960-whatever.
1969. Mm. What do you... You think people weren't alive in 90s? Like, why do you dismiss that?
I go, that's ancient dong. I need modern dong.
God.
What brought in the...
That was before the more consistent dong movement that we have upon us
well,
now.
Well, it's the first. Is that later than you would have thought? Or is that earlier than you would have thought?
It's actually later than I would have thought.
Me too.
I would have thought someone in the 50s would have...
Yeah, that's what I would have thought too.
Would have gone some sort of, thrown one out there.
Black dong.
Now that I'm doing this, there's a lot more than you... And you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. But it kind of all blends in, you know, after a while. I remember Harvey Keitel in Bad Lieutenant. That one was shocking. I was like, oh my gosh, Harvey, what are you doing? So, look, bottom line is, I think it's here to stay.
Remember Farva and Super Troopers? They throw powdered sugar on them in the cell?
Yeah. I think it's we're living in a new time, man. Equal rights.
Well, it's pretty wild out there.
Yeah, for every set of up tops, I feel like now there's a reciprocal. Think about it like the tariffs. It's reciprocal dawn.
Making up.
For years, breasts have been tariffed for too long. And now the men are saying no more.
It's like reparations.
Reparations.
We're paying for it.
Deal says that 1969 was before the dawn color barrier was broken.
I think it was.
I was actually thinking that in my head. Like, when were women like, oh, wait a minute.
That's available today.
What is happening here? Hey-o. Well.
What year would that have been?
I'm afraid to Google that. I just think we're living in a new
that
world.
That was the point in time they would forever be disappointed in
the
us.
The dong era.
The best part is I'm about to place a phone call that will be on speaker, and that question will be asked.
Great.
And I'm guessing no one will be shocked that I am asking that question.
All right. Well, we'll give you the results coming up next. Here's a buck.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love cows.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, we have consulted the sorority.
Mm-hmm.
The girls are on their way to Vancouver.
Yes. And
Suk talked to them.
And they were all completely sober.
I could hear quite a bit of cackling.
There was. Well, I think they were unprepared for the question that was about to get posed.
Now you've got them talking.
Yeah. And I did feel like there was a general, because there's 5 of them, but I felt like there is a general consensus here. And, like, no one was really deviating from the group. So I think this is probably going to be close to a universal answer.
So the question that was posed.
Yes.
Was do women enjoy seeing random dong in shows like Righteous Gemstones or White Lotus or a movie?
Yes. And I instantly, when I posed that question, I heard from a cackle of gals immediately, ew, no.
Yeah.
One described it as, it's more like a jump scare. We're not prepared for it. We don't really want it. But it didn't really affect the show. They were like, ooh. And then I posed, I said, whoa, 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 whoa.
So it shocks them.
It shocks them. They're not prepared for it. And then I said, well, what if it was Channing Tatum? and the mood completely changed. Mm. Everyone was like, whoa. Clearly, the Channing Tatum, Jason Momoa hanging dong, all four, in fact, they started hooting and hollering and were like, yes, they said that they would go see a show or a movie simply because Channing Tatum or Jason Momoa were naked in it. That would be enough to get them to watch something.
So what we've learned here in our vast survey,
yes,
of five women is that they are no different than men.
Yes, it's the quality.
It's the quality. So if Kathy Bates gears down,
yeah,
we're like, ew. Mm. But when, you know, who'd you say? Who's the girl?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Have we seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Like she's been in a handful of films where they were prominent.
Look at Euphoria.
She's known for her.
Known for it.
Yeah.
That's how she became famous.
But when we see those, we're like, that's great. So then, they're no different.
And then I posed the question as well. What about random hot guy that isn't famous? Because for men, it doesn't matter if she's famous or not. Hots are hot. And so I said, what if there's just a hot guy, like in White Lotus, the Russian guy, the Russian dancer guy. I said, what if he is? And they were like, it's better. But they still don't necessarily need it or want it. So I do think it comes down to the quality, but more importantly, the level of celebrity that comes with the nudity. Whereas with men, I think we're just happy to see nudity. I think they're more selective, but also, yes, it comes down to the attractiveness level.
So random, an interesting point here is that they said it was like a jump scare.
Yes.
And that, to me, means that it's still new. Like, they're not expecting it.
No.
And so when it hits, it's like, ah!
Yeah.
It's jarring.
I've never once been scared or jarred by uptops coming out.
And this is my question. What is the reaction to random bumpers? Mm. Because random dong is still very, like, whoa.
Yeah.
But do we do that with...
No. Here's my reaction.
With female nudity?
If I'm watching something, and did you ever see... did you watch Shogun at all?
I did watch Shogun, yeah.
Now, we're watching Shogun, and it's about feudal Japan, and, like, right off the bat, here it comes. It's females just, woo, they're out coming. And I wasn't expecting it at all. It's like on FX. I was not prepared for that. And every time I'm not prepared and a set comes out, my reaction is always the same. All right. It's never, whoa. It's never shock. It's never a take back. It's almost always, all right, we're doing this.
Well, that's another question for the ladies.
It's pleasant.
Another question for the ladies is, when a sex scene begins, mm-hmm. like, for example, I'm thinking of Goggins with his girl in White Lotus.
Yeah.
You know, they start to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I think we all collectively think, oh, well, maybe we'll get to see a little, We don't expect it.
No.
But every, you know, we're like, well, maybe they'll show it.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Hoping.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of show this is. No. Oh, there's some, hey, that's great.
Right. Yeah, you're mentally high-fiving yourself.
Do women do that? Where it's like, okay, the scene started, maybe,
No, dude, I think it's still so new that when it happens... I think the jump scare is the whoever said that, which one of her friends came up with the jump scare. I think that's the best analogy we've seen so far. It just is. You're just not prepared for it, male or female. You also the same. Whoa, that's happening. Whereas when we see female nudity, it's just it's all right.
Hey,
all right. It's a nice little
good little show.
Good little show.
Good little show.
Nice little part to the point where. Females will use it at like we can't. You can't use that as bait. You couldn't be like, "Hey, honey, we're gonna watch this show that you're not really interested in." But guess what? There's dong in it. But my gal will try to. If she's trying to get me to watch something, I'm like, "I'm not watching that crap." She will be like, "I think there's a lot of nudity." She tried to do that with Bridgerton. She wanted me to watch Bridgerton. And I'm like, "I am not watching this horse crap." And she goes, "There's a lot of nudity in it." And you know what I said?
There was, actually.
I was like,
maybe. Because my wife watched that show.
Well, you know what? One episode in, I saw the nudity that was offering, and I was like, "This is ridiculous. This is stupid. Like, this is not getting me to watch." But you can still use that as bait. I don't think you can really bait females with it. I think, again, it's not the same. Quality, yes, they have the same expectation of they want to see someone better, but at the end of the day, they're not as creepy as we are.
You know what else I was just thinking too? Now that I think about it, do they ever really show bad sets? You know, like a really, you know, like it's usually, well, of course,
there's no in between. I would say they're either good sets or it's like way it's down that it wouldn't even be appealing. There's never mid sets out there.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I guess
like when Kathy Bates gear down. But those are things that are like when Kathy Bates does it, she does it in About Schmidt. She gets in a hot tub and it's like, whoa. But that is done. See, here's the thing. When you see bad up tops like that, like the, and I don't say bad, just older, maybe some saggies. That is done. Rocks and socks, right? That is done the same way that we do male nudity. Male nudity is used as a jump scare. So is the Kathy Bates, because at no point when you're watching a movie with Jack Nicholson and Kathy Bates, do you expect Kathy Bates to whip those out? It's a jump scare. It's the same thing. Because I remember watching that in the theater and thinking to myself, whoa, didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but there's never really that. And of course, casting, I mean, there's usually a bunch of hots in movies anyway, because,
exactly.
Or at least pleasant.
Yeah.
For the eye, because, yeah, you know, that's movies and they want it, you know, but I don't know. There's a lot more good than bad in that regard, you know?
Yeah. Look, I'll just say this. And male or female, if you get naked and someone describes you as brave, it's not a good thing. You're like, hey, I'm in a posed nude, and someone's like, well, boy, yeah, that's a really brave thing to do.
Because you're implying they have a bad body.
As opposed to when, say, hey, I'm going to get nude, and someone's like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
About
time. There's a difference. Also, difference between, and I'm not sure if females have this, but there is a male comedic nude body that I'm not sure really exists in the female world. Because, like, Will Ferrell in Streaking is, he's not fat per se, but it's a funny comedy body.
Yeah.
You know?
Whereas, it's a dad bod.
It's a dad bod. And there's an element, like when Goggins does nudity in Righteous Gemstones, that is funny. That is, hey, look at my old wrinkly balls. And that really hasn't happened in female comedy. Amy Schumer isn't gearing down naked and then being like, laugh at me.
That's true. Well, they're obviously going to be treated differently.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
For doing said scene. But yeah, no, that's right. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy who says he saw Monsters Ball 3 times in the theater. No idea what it's about.
Look, that's a terrible movie. It really is. Somehow she won an Academy Award for it. I can't figure it out.
Halle Berry.
But everyone has watched that scene 17,000 times.
It's a great scene.
It's a great scene.
And it's not just because she shows her bumpers. It's because she is a great actress. I'm serious. Like, that scene is hot.
That's why Swordfish with John Travolta and Hugh Jackman was so good, too. Because her acting chops.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, if you think of one actress who you could have for a sex scene, like, seriously,
yeah,
she might be the top.
It's as good as it gets.
And I'm not just saying just because of her looks. She,
yeah,
dude, that
she sells it.
Monsters Ball,
yeah,
it's like, wow. Yeah.
And that was with old ass Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, and yes, exactly. That's not even with like
she had to carry that whole
Brad
scene.
Brad Pitt.
She had to carry that whole scene.
She had to carry the whole scene.
And she did. Maybe she does deserve that Academy Award
just for that scene alone.
Yeah, I've seen that movie 3 times. I have no idea.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Oh, God. It's like when I was a kid, when you had a VHS tape, like the Fast Times at Ridgemont High. There was one scene, like the tape ripped in the middle from being rewound so many times in the same spot.
So are we now going to get full frontal female? Are you like, is that the next evolution of this?
Bush? I don't know what else. I don't know where else you go.
Yeah.
Yes,
Buck. Bush.
Every now and then it would happen.
Oh, we're beating around it, so I don't know.
I think people know what that. I mean, look,
the female full frontal.
Dong, dong, dong.
That's fair.
Well, to be fair, I don't know if we are, because females have been showing the up tops forever, and the male, this is all we have.
Yeah.
Like, we don't.
Well, we got our butts.
Yeah, I guess you got the butts.
We got our cute butts.
We got our cute butts.
Cute, hairy butts.
Someone commented on the text line that women would rather see guys' nice butts than guys' nice junk.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
That's probably true. Unless it's apparently if Channing Tatum or Jason Momoa changed their opinion real fast.
Or just a nice, just abs. Like yeah. some guy who's all cut. Yeah. They love that they love more it. Than they like seeing the wiener. They don't care about the wiener.
That's what you tell yourself, right? Oh, she doesn't care. Look, male and female are different. We're different folks. Hey, I had a new wiener the other day and it was delightful. But at the end of the day, it turns out they just want quality. It's all about...
That's what we want.
Yeah. And that just goes back to the old sexual harassment. There's a fine line between admiration and harassment, and that line is usually how hot you are. if you're a really good-looking guy, you can get away with a lot more than if you look like the I am the weapon guy.
All right. We will wrap this bitch up next on The Fan. All right, Andrew Nemec's coming up next, and I know that because I see him in there.
Yeah.
Enough dong talk.
Maybe he's got more of it. I don't know.
He was enjoying it. I saw him over there. He was laughing.
Well, it's inherently a funny movie.
What?
Well, I guess not a funny movie. It's a funny term.
Did you see that helicopter that...
Yeah, into the Hudson, right?
Did you see that?
Yeah, all six.
All six what?
People died.
Oh.
Yeah, no survivors.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of... Then we had two airplanes that clipped wings today at the same airport where that helicopter crash or the collision, you know, in the midair. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's scary stuff.
What the hell's going on out there?
I don't know.
Well, usually it feels like these are like engine-related things, but the friggin' blades just flew off.
Yeah.
Like that... how does that happen?
It was flying erratically, too, though, right before...
I think because the blades were like loose.
Yeah, once...
Because, like, that piece came off completely from the body of the helicopter.
Yeah, and once the rotors go, then, yeah, that's...
God.
No good. And, I mean, no one survives most of those crashes, the airplanes or otherwise, but, like, helicopter crashes especially, I think that those are... I think those are worse than airplane crashes. I think when you're trying to crash a plane, I think there's some semblance of control, but when a tail rotor or the top goes down, it's such a violent spin. There's no way to control it. I think helicopter crashes are
worse. You don't have enough. You don't have as much, like.
Well, like I said, with planes, you can kind of glide down, and the idea is that if you can control the fall, but when you're spinning in a circle, there's nothing.
Yeah, but I just mean at impact, there's not as much like
give. Yes,
cushion.
Yeah, it's just it's hit.
Which is
it's
a bad
over.
Word,
stop.
But yeah. yeah. yeah.
Well, they say, like, it's the same way in a car. You want the crash to extend for a long distance.
Right.
It disperses energy.
Yeah.
Whereas it feels like when the helicopter hits, it's just boom, done. And that's what we say, like, with the water. The idea of water landings, the problem is that when you hit the water like that, it's like hitting concrete. It's not like you make a nice, cool little Greg Louganis sploosh into the water. You just smack that thing, and everything goes to pieces.
How high can you jump from and hit water without it?
A lot of it depends on how you go in.
Well, I'm in a pencil dive.
I mean, I've seen people go in from like 150, 200 feet, and they throw rocks. They throw something big because you want the water broken up. So if you ever watch anyone that jumps off a really high cliff, they take a big rock or something and they throw it off right before they jump. That way it breaks up the surface of the water.
Yeah, it breaks the surface tension and it gives them depth perception of when the water's actually coming because they can see the ripples.
Hmm. But if you jump from 60 plus feet, anything like that, you can shatter bones, you can collapse lungs. So it doesn't take a lot of height to really cause problems. But if you know what you're doing, I do think you can survive 100, you know, maybe 150 feet. But
so what's the proper way to go in the water?
Again, you want to break the surface, and then you want to be as aerodynamic as possible.
So pencil dive.
Pencil dive. Yeah. You do not want to be spread. You do not want to
You don't want a cannonball?
No.
No spread eagle.
No spread eagle, no cannonball. You want to...
Belly flop?
God. Like I said, the highest I've ever jumped off of is the stupid bridge up there that where the girl got pushed off by her friend and collapsed her lung. It's the Moulton Falls. And I think that they said that's like 60 feet, 50 feet. And it really hurts. I didn't break anything, but it is not a good feeling when you go in. And then you get so disoriented when you're down at the bottom, it's kind of scary. You don't really realize
how long it takes to get back up to the top.
Yeah. So it's it.
Why the hell would anyone jump off that bridge?
Because I was in high school.
What are you, an idiot?
I'm an idiot. I would never do it again. And like, you're doing it with your friends, and like, you kind of get goaded into it. And the moment I like hit the water, I was like, "This is a huge mistake." And
I am an ignorant boob,
and I would never do it again. And I had like bruises on my feet. Yeah, there's people up there that get, you can really get hurt, and it's not like, I think when in my mind, I think 50, 60 feet, it seems, that doesn't seem that high.
Isn't that six stories?
It's insane. Yeah, but like, when, if I heard 50 feet or 60 feet, I wouldn't think in my mind that it's that high. But when you're up on that bridge, it seems a lot higher than that.
Yeah, I'm out.
So, don't do it. But yeah, there's videos out there of bros and like you know, the people that jump off like 90-foot cliffs. It's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, don't. It's really dumb. I'll go top five dumbest things that I've done.
Top five?
Yeah. Wow. I was scared. And I guess when you hit the water, you're supposed to get big once you hit the water because it stops you from going down. I did not. I kind of panicked. And I will say I struggled. That like I was running out of breath on my way up. It wasn't good. It wasn't like I got out of the water and was all cool about it. I was a little bitch. I was like...
Thankfully, you're still here with us.
Yeah. But it's hard like when you're trying to impress people and then you get up the water and you're wheezing and kind of like... You got some tears in your
eyes.
I'm good.
I'm
fine.
Who's next?
It's great.
All right, Nemec is coming up next. Our show returns, believe it or not, tomorrow. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. Dedication, devotion, turning on a nighttime into the day. The soul of us. Ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain. Hey, I had a new wiener the other day, and it was delightful. I had a Chinese wiener. Hey, it's